The outcome is a very negative one for the Lafferty family and indeed for the people of Creasley, because the supermarket, the restaurant and the Corn Cutters Rest have been wound up by order of the High Court, with the subsequent loss of 29 jobs. And in the meantime, Justice Peter Kelly has appointed Farn and Rorty as the liquidators until June the 11th, when a new liquidator will be appointed. The court has also decided to allow the associated Vivo shop and filling station to remain open until it comes back for hearing again later in June. There are 10 jobs involved in the Vivo shop, but as of now, 29 jobs are effectively gone.
And it would be fair to say that there is a serious concern long-term, obviously, now over these businesses as we know them.
Obviously, there has to be very, very serious concerns. The business will be liquidated, eventually will be put on the market for sale. And at that point, it'll probably be sometime later in the year, the efforts will be made to find either a new buyer or a group of investors to take on the task of getting those businesses back up and running once again.
What we do know, though, is that debts far outstrip assets.
That's the sad reality, Greg. The examiner's hearing at the Silver Tassie on Wednesday gave us a very clear picture of what the situation is at the Danny Lafferty companies in the supermarket. And they have historic debts reaching 1.9 million euro. And the assets of the premises are about half a million. So you're talking well in excess of a million euro, 1.4 million euro, in fact. So this simply, despite the best efforts of Lafferty's accountancy firms, there was no way they could get that over the line today.